Former Obama ambassador to China compares Trump's rhetoric against Beijing to Nazi Germany. By Joshua Kaplan on May 7, 2020. Max Baucus, former Obama U.S. ambassador to China and longtime Democrat Montana senator, appeared Wednesday on CNN and compared President Donald Trump's rhetoric against Communist China over its cover-up of coronavirus to Nazi Germany rhetoric. Baucus provides consulting services to Chinese companies and serves on the Alibaba Group's board of advisors, according to the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. A partial transcript is as follows. AMB. Max Baucus, the administration's rhetoric is so strong against China. It's over the top, we're entering a kind of era which is similar to Joe McCarthy. Back when he was red-baiting in the State Department attacking communism. And it's a little bit like Hitler in the 30s. A lot of people knew what was going on was wrong. But they didn't stand up and say anything about it. They felt intimidated. Now in the United States, if anyone says anything reasonable about China, he or she feels intimidated, afraid their head is going to be chopped off. And back in the 30s in Germany, it was very similar. People who are responsible in the US, and especially in Germany, couldn't speak up. I worry some of that is happening now, it's very dangerous. It's happening, in part, because the Republican administration of Donald Trump realizes that the economy is not doing well, probably because of the coronavirus, and they, therefore, have to pivot, they have to blame somebody, and they're blaming China. And it's going to be very difficult to get back on track after the election, whoever is elected. CNN host, the comparison you're making here between the current U.S. atmosphere in Washington and Germany in the 30s, are you being provocative or do you really believe there are parallels? AMB. Max Baucus, I think we're moving in that direction. I'm not saying we're there yet, but there are a lot of responsible people in America who know that this China bashing is irresponsible and we're going to pay a price the more it continues.